Chapter 4. Karel is that frequent phenomenon in history. The republic whose ruler has every attribute of the absolute monarch but the name. It therefore enjoyed the usual despotism, unrestrained even by those two moderating influences in the legitimate monarchies, regal honor and court etiquette. Materially, its prosperity was low. The day of the Galactic Empire had departed, with nothing but silent memorials and broken structures to testify to it. The day of the foundation had not yet come, and in the fierce determination of its ruler, the Commodore Asper Argo, with his strict regulation of the traders and his stricter prohibition of the missionaries, it was never coming. The spaceport itself was decrepit and decayed, and the crew of the Far Star were drearily aware of that. The moldering hangars made for a moldering atmosphere, and Jame Twer itched and fretted over a game of solitaire. Hober Mallow said thoughtfully, "Good trading material here." He was staring quietly out the viewport. So far, there was little else to be said about Karel. The trip here was uneventful. The squadron of Karelian ships that had shot out to intercept the Far Star had been tiny, limping relics of ancient glory or battered, clumsy hulks. They had maintained their distance fearfully and still maintained it, and for a week now, Mallow's requests for an audience with the local government had been unanswered. Mallow repeated, "Good trading here. You might call this virgin territory." Jame Twer looked up impatiently and threw his cards aside. "What the devil do you intend doing, Mallow? The crew's grumbling, the officers are worried, and I'm wondering..."
"Wondering? About what?"
"About the situation."
"And about you. What are we doing?"
"Waiting." The old trader snorted and grew red. He growled, "You're going it blind, Mallow. There's a guard around the field, and there are ships overhead. Suppose they're getting ready to blow us into a hole in the ground."
"They've had a week."
"Maybe they're waiting for reinforcements." Twer's eyes were sharp and hard. Mallow sat down abruptly.
"Yes, I'd thought of that. You see, it poses a pretty problem. First, we got here without trouble. That may mean nothing, however, for only 3 ships out of better than 300 went aglimmer last year. The percentage is low. But that may mean also that the number of their ships equipped with atomic power is small, and that they dare not expose them needlessly until that number grows. But it could mean, on the other hand, that they haven't atomic power after all. Or maybe they have and are keeping undercover, for fear we know something."
End of Disc 5.